We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now this is what a man does not do, and he's happy because he does not do those things. But he does these things. And because he does these things, he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the way of sinners, and he does not sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now he doesn't delight in the ungodly advice, or the sinner, or the scorner. He doesn't delight in that thing. He doesn't run with that prey. He seeks something else. And because he seeks something else, he doesn't do those things. Now notice, he delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now because he does delight in the law of the Lord, and he meditates in the law of the Lord day and night, and delights in it, he doesn't do certain things, but there are certain results produced because of this. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, who is that man that's like a tree planted by rivers of water? He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, what else about him? He abides in the Lord. He lives in fellowship. He delights in the law of the Lord. He keeps on delighting in it. Day in and day out, he delights in the law of the Lord. And that produces life. Wonderful life. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He has something all the time to keep him nourished. Life goes through him, spiritual life. Now he does something else. Now here's the result of it. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now wait a minute. There's only one kind of fruit for a Christian, and that's soul saved. Everything else is a soul win. Everything else is incidental to it. A Christian who is not a soul winner is not bringing forth fruit. Now, Jesus taught that clearly. It's the will of God we bring forth fruit and much fruit. You know, I was thinking about as I looked in these verses this morning, went through my mind. I went back over the years of my life. I do not remember a time in my whole career that I had anything like serious misunderstandings with a soul winner. Now, they may be peculiar personalities. They may be sort of strange men sometimes. They may be high pressure. They may have eccentricities. But there's something about a soul winner that'll make him ring true if he's a real soul winner. He may blunder. He may fall. He may have weaknesses. He may not be a perfect man. But a soul winner is always the most reasonable man I've ever met. I never had any trouble with one of them in a meeting. I can go to any city in America and preach. Any of the outstanding soul winners of the town, preacher, they're friends. You know, you may have a man that calls himself a soul winner, that may be getting a lot of church members, just getting folks to join the church. Sometimes people call that soul winning. That isn't soul winning. Many, many, many thousands of people that join the church in this country have never been converted. I'm talking to some of you this morning, you know I'm right about it. You just join the church. I'm not talking about a drive to get members. I'm talking about the preacher that gets up on Sunday and preaches and begs people to come to Jesus and tries to get them saved. And after he gets them to Jesus, then lets them go join the church. But his first effort always is to get them to Christ. And then he's out on the street corner doing personal work. He's interested in that business. That's what dominates his thinking. He brings fruit. And fruit bearing, after all, is a sign of it. Now, a man may go around and preach the word and stir up people and get some results. But if he's not a personal soul winner, a personal soul winner with a passion for souls, there's something wrong with his life. Now, let me show you something. You can take it from the history of Bob Jones University. This institution has never had a soul-winning student that wasn't a loyal student. You take this summer. I'll preach your boys out. I just looked over the report yesterday. It's the most thrilling thing you ever heard of. All these preacher boys out over this country that's coming back this fall in the class, leading hundreds and hundreds of people to Jesus Christ, over 1,000 a week, all during the summer. Now, you won't find a disloyal one in the crowd. Now, watch them now. They are good, loyal students. they're soul winners. I never had any trouble, and Bob Jones never has had any trouble with a member of the faculty in Bob Jones University in the history of the institution. It was out after souls. Dr. Monroe Parker here, one of the best evangelists in this country. Dr. Parker used to be an assistant to the president out here. And the passion for evangelism drove him out of the field. One of the most loyal friends ever had. You don't have any trouble with people like that. They know what Bob Jones University stands for. They're loyal. Now, notice, the folks that bring forth fruit, there's something about the thing that indicates that they have the contacts, spiritual contacts, that produces certain spiritual results. Now, bring forth much fruit. There's much fruit in this thing. For instance, I remember when I was a boy, we had a peach tree. And I ate a peach and planted a seed. And out from that seed that I planted came another peach tree. I used to go and watch it grow up and see the peaches when they first came on. Now, just a boy. All right. Now, that peach tree, from which I got that peach and that seed, had in it the life that made it produce fruit. It brought forth fruit. And not only fruit, but much fruit. That peach tree seed I planted had in it the life, too. And it brought forth fruit. And multiplied the fruit, and you could have taken another one over that tree and then handed it down, and another one and handed it down, see? Now, the life is there. The spiritual life is there. I've said so many times, you can't be religious without religion. You can't be spiritual without having the thing. You've got to have it. And if that's in something, God's in it. Now, remember this now. We don't mean that everybody connected with it is perfect. But it means divine life's in it, and it flows out. And if you've got that in you, if you have that in you, and if you have that in you, you and I can get along. And Bob Jones University can get along with anybody like that. Because that's the business. The business of Christian people is not to incidentally to win souls. That's the only business. Everything else is incidental to that. Now, keep it in mind. Now, this is the result. The tree brings forth fruit. A man is like a tree that brings forth fruit. And not only just it now, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I can't talk to you about that now. I haven't time. But he bringeth forth much fruit. He brings fruit out. Now, you may not be the type of tree that would bear a great deal of fruit because you may be blooming in a little place where the circumstances may be surrounding you. But you'll have some fruit. You'll be winning somebody to Christ, and you'll be making an effort where you are. You'll be trying. Did you ever notice a tree somewhere that did the best it could in its environment? Maybe it was handicapped. Maybe it had to stick its little head up through bushes. Maybe it didn't have good surroundings. Maybe the soil where it wasn't very fertile, see? And it struggled against great odds and great difficulties and bad conditions. But the life was there, and it did the best it could. I've seen flowers blooming in little places where you wouldn't expect them to bloom, see? I've seen fruit on trees. You know, my wife knows how fond I am of scuppernong. And so I've always talked about the arbor we had when I was a boy. I have more memory of that than anything around the place. So she put out a little vine over there, see? Little vine. She got it fixed up, said she's going to give me a scuppin' on arbor someday, so I quit talking about when I was a boy, see? So I got a handful of scuppernongs off of the other day. And they were good, too. Had the old-time country taste. And I watched those vines. They struggled. Didn't get a little arbor fixed up till recently, see? They did the best they could, see? They did the best they could. They were up against it, but their life was there. They were producing something in the way of fruit. And that fruit for a Christian's winning souls, see? Soul winning is a business of a Christian. Bring forth much fruit. That's your purpose in life. That's the purpose of preaching. That's the purpose of praying. That's the purpose of living. That's the purpose of Jesus Christ in the world, to get a bride for his son. That's what they said in that conference in the Acts of the Apostles, 15th chapter, to get out among the nations of people for his name. Now, that's your business. And if you're not doing it, there's something wrong with your life somewhere. There's something wrong somewhere. You're walking in the counsel of the ungodly. You're standing in the way of sinners. Or you're sitting in the seat of cornfield. A lot of fellows in this country that think they're smart people. That out in the world now, I know them, that were good soul winners till they got to be quite theological. They got interested in intellectual processes of the thing, the technical approach, see? And they quit winning souls. We've had some graduates from Bob Jones University. Went off to liberal schools right at the finish here. And got to be very highbrow intellectual fellows, see? They became interested in that. All right, they belong to the seat of the scornful. They look with sort of contempt upon folks that don't know what they know. Haven't you seen them, see? Now, these men who are not soul winners are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. They are sitting in the seat of the scornful. They're standing in the way of sinners. Somehow or other in their life, it's as clear as day. Now, something else about it. He says they delight in the law of the Lord. They don't delight in that. They delight in their intellectual understanding. Or they delight in something else, you do. And they delight in their position and where they stand. They delight in those things, see? And they don't produce these results. These results are inevitable. They're always true. They will come in your life if you do these things. You're like a tree planted with rivers of water. And you bring forth fruit in the season. You're out, and the fruit is souls. The fruit on this tree is a soul saved by the grace of God that you produced by your contacts and your spiritual life and got them in contact with that life that you had that made out of them a Christian as you were made a Christian. Now, let's remember that. And if you are not a soul winner, may God give you grace to search your heart. If you are not out here making an honest effort in personal work and every other way to win people to Jesus Christ, you better do some heart search. You better ask yourself some questions. And if you will do it, you will find out along the road somewhere you backslid. Along the road somewhere you lost the contact. Along the road something went wrong. Our Father, help us to see it. We pray thee that the passion that's been in our hearts all our lives for the souls of men may never go out, this passion cool down in our old age. Help us to keep in contact and keep this institution in contact. So we can bring forth fruit as I've blessed it through the years. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.